Good morning. I'm Misha Granato from the University of Texas and presenting on the impact of income, public assistance, and homelessness on seeking medical care. And my colleagues are listed below. Okay, nothing to disclose. Oh, is that going on here? Yes, I don't know. Okay. Okay, so brief background is African Americans experience a higher mortality and minimal survival rates compared to other racial groups in the United States. They comprise about 11% of the U.S. population, but account for approximately 40% of the homeless community. African Americans are experiencing approximately 15.8% of an unemployment rate, which is double the national average. And some of the healthcare barriers that have been identified for this population include unawareness of the services that are available, fear of the medical personnel, the medical setting, lack of transportation, dislike for the medical setting, inconvenience for their schedule, mistrust of the medical personnel, and in some cases, just some indifference. So our objective was to assess the gender differences and determine whether economic determinants are correlated to delayed medical care among this population. So what our study was a secondary analysis, a secondary analysis of cross-sectional data from the 2004-2005 Cases and Places study in Houston, Texas, which it was a behavioral and environmental surveillance for gonorrhea. So the cases were two clinics in Houston where we recruited men and women, and the places were a club and bar setting in Houston as well. Men and women were recruited from there. So the individuals, there were about approximately 215 adults from this population. And so our analysis took that data, and then we wanted to identify delayed medical care and what were those variables that influenced that among this population in the two groups. So the majority of our population were women, African American, 31 and older, with a high school or GED, and some form of income. The majority were not on public assistance, and the majority did not have a history of homelessness. And so the Cases and Places study, the purpose was to assess gonorrhea among this population, among high-risk populations. And so the individuals who we recruited from the places, the club bar setting, they were invited to complete the survey at a later date, and they were also given compensation for that as well. And delayed medical care was quantified as, did they seek care within the previous 12 months of being recruited? Okay. So, I'm just gonna move this out the way. Jeez. Oh my goodness, okay. So what we found is that, let's see here, there was a significant low income was a predictor of delayed medical care among the cases and places men. So so both populations, the men that were recruited from the clinic setting and the men that were recruited from the community setting, that low income delayed, there was a correlation, a predictor there. Public assistance use in delayed medical care among both cases and places men as well. A history of homelessness among both genders in the cases and places in delayed medical care. And income as well for the places, the men and women in the places setting, so within the community setting. And that individuals with the use of medical assistance, public assistance, I apologize, and places men, so the men in the community with public assistance, having delayed care as well. And then a history of homelessness among places men and women, again from the community setting, and delayed medical care. I'm all nervous to change papers here without a loud noise. Sorry, guys. So with the logistic regression on economic variables to delayed medical care, and this was stratified by cases and places and gender. And so income had a protective effect on delayed medical care for the men in the cases and places, so from both populations. Men and women in both of the cases and places category, so both settings again, were 2 times more likely to delay medical care. And both genders in the places group reporting some source of income were less likely to delay medical care. And the women with a history of homelessness are 3 times more likely to delay medical care. So what we found is that the men who utilized public assistance in both settings were 19 times more likely to delay medical care. And both genders of places groups reported an income source had a protective effect on delayed medical care. So if individuals in this population had any sort of income, that it was a protective factor against delaying medical care. They were more apt to have medical care, which is what we expected to find. Let's see. Men and women in the places group with a history of homelessness were approximately 4 times more likely to delay medical care. And so what we were interested in finding out with this study, is there a difference? Because the literature shows a lot of information as why people delay medical care. And of course, the correlation with income, some of the distrust of the medical personnel, some of those other variables. But we wanted to know, was there a difference between the genders, men and women, utilizing delaying medical care? And what were those variables that contributed to that? And so one of the things that we found that research has said in terms of African American men and the delayed medical care and low income is saying that some of the research is showing that the men may leave the relationship, leave the home to allow the family to qualify for public assistance as a way to start to address some of these issues. But what we looked at is seeing that the use of public assistance reflecting the need of basic care, you know, housing, shelter, those type of things. And so health or medical might be a lower priority on trying to just maintain those basic survival needs. And so definitely could be a correlation of why there's a delayed medical use there. And so so it's important to know what the health-related needs, which health-related needs are unmet. However, it's more importantly to understand the factors that give rise to this income. So improving the perceived importance of timely care is needed as a focal point for this population. So understanding prioritizing health, that there's all these other variables that these needs that we have, the shelter and those type of things, but to have health become a part of that as well is because it's much cheaper and economical from a preventative standpoint. When anything comes up, to address it then instead of making it a lower priority, that now it's an emergency setting. So of course it's more expensive as far as if it's time away from jobs, that's going to cost money, and the funds that are needed to address this particular ailment and those type of things as well. So let's see. Okay, that's me. Okay. So that concludes the presentation. It was pretty fast. So sorry, guys. I had another. I thought the time was much shorter that I had. I apologize. Thank you.